It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking today with Deborah Ahearns, former public defender and professor of law at Seattle U School of Law, discussing the case against Brian Koberger. From your perspective, what you've studied and what you've learned about this, Who was Brian Koberger? What do we know that built up to the individual that we understand today who's accused of killing those four college students?
I had a good answer to you for that. And I first started following this case and learned who the suspect was, the first thing I thought about, and you know, it's even more pertinent now with mm-hmm. the advent of the Barbie movie, was the Ryan Gosling Sandra Bullock vehicle from about 20 years ago, Murder by Numbers.
Okay.
About the very smart high school students who tried to get away with a murder. And it kind of reminded me of that, right? That this is a criminal justice graduate student who's probably thought a lot about crime. And the state's theory, it looks like, is probably going to be that that's exactly what he was trying to do, get away with a perfect murder and try to use some of the knowledge he has mm-hmm. about how police track people to evade detection. I'm not sure what would have brought him, however, to that point. I'm a former public defender. I represented a lot of people who were charged with various forms of homicide. And I don't think that there really was a common narrative about how they ended up in that position. Most of the time, homicide is personal. Most of the time, it's individuals who are in a dispute with someone else who make some really terrible decisions in the moment. It's not particularly common that if that's what happened, you see someone plot out a murder. Mm-hmm. So I wish I had an answer for you about why it is that he would decide that this was a life path for him, but I really don't.
Sure. I mean, I think that's the question everybody has. There's no real true answer to it. Only he would know, and maybe he doesn't. Even know the answer to it. When we look back at some of the pieces, the little breadcrumbs that we have of his past, I think some of the first things that a lot of us saw were the writings online, the talking about the visual snow, the feeling disconnected from loved ones and family, and knowing that he didn't always feel that way, but suddenly that kind of came on at some point. What does it say about him that he was aware that something was different early on?
I'm not really sure about that either, right? I mean, we have so many people who, even over the past few years, who don't have any sort of mental illness or any sort of behavioral disorder, who start feeling really disconnected because of the isolation of COVID, a lot of people who have felt disconnected because of how much interaction they do with people through screens, through the internet. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, a relatively modern development that is common to all folks.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people out there who feel isolated, who don't feel connected to people, who, you know, do not feel that kind of human warmth and connection that we might all be looking for. And the vast majority of them are never going to do anything violent or mm-hmm. antisocial. And so again, yeah, that's definitely, as you said, a breadcrumb, but not something that I think you can then extrapolate, oh, well, someone who has those kinds of feelings might go on to do something like this, because the vast majority of people who feel that way never would.
Sure. Yeah, and that is true. It's in the context of what we're looking at that it makes it easier to go, oh, well, that's a big sign. But again, like you said, a majority of people who may feel those ways, I mean, especially at that age of teenage years, mid-teen years, that's probably more than 50%, I would say, likely of young people that are going to feel disconnected or something at some point in life, just because that's as what goes on when one develops. We learn more about his life, his interest in criminal justice, and the amount of time that, you know, he was spending in this. He was a master's student. He was a teaching assistant. What have you made of the interactions and what we've learned about his interactions within the academic world, within the school system, with his students and such? Again, it's another breadcrumb, but it's a breadcrumb that lies a lot closer to the bag of bread, if we're talking about the crime, than something that was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It's circumstantial, but does that tell us anything about his character, the way that we've heard about his interactions and the way he carried himself?
Yeah, no, and of course, broadly, I'm sitting here as a criminal law professor who was a criminal defense attorney who follows a lot of true crime and spends most of my time thinking about and writing about crime. And I'm thinking, you know, just hopefully, and this is true for you too, right? Given the podcast that you're hosting, hopefully our interests are not necessarily indicative of anything about our proclivities.
Sure.
But I do think, right, his interactions with some of the people in his real life, those are more revelatory, right? Mm-hmm. And that sense of disconnection and the ways in which some people have described those interactions as being off. Again, we all encounter people every day who seem off to us. And certainly all of us do things that I'm sure seem off to others. But I do think that the interactions are probably more indicative of your attitudes than just the interests themselves mm-hmm. more broadly.
When we've been seeing statements made very early on, one of the first things we heard right out of the gate when a attorney or a public defender was assigned to him, Ann Taylor, stating very early on, he looks forward to being exonerated. A lot of people are stuck on that, if you will. And we've talked about it a lot too. I mean, it seems on the surface like a fairly strong statement to make. You being a former public defender, is that just part of the, you know, the process, if you will? Of course, you're going to say they're going to be exonerated because you're there to represent them. Or would one make that statement with a little more caution, if you will, to the legitimacy of putting such a statement out there?
Well, and I would say a couple of things. One, I learned pretty early on in my career, with all respect, if I'm actually representing a person, I don't talk to the press, mm-hmm. right? I don't put statements out there because everything that I say could come back to haunt me or my client. And so generally, I wouldn't talk to the press at all. I understand this is a little different than most of the cases that I had, which were obviously lower profile. But still, I think I'd be very hesitant to make a statement at all. If I were to make a statement, though, I don't think that I would make a statement like, I look forward to seeing my client exonerated, because mm-hmm. that's not what trials are for. They're not for exonerating people of crime. They are for seeing whether or not the state has enough evidence to prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that my client is guilty. And those are different things. I'm not trying to prove necessarily, although it's helpful if you have a good story that tends to exonerate your client. I'm not trying to prove necessarily that they're not guilty. I'm trying to say the state can't prove that they're guilty. And so I think offering that I'm going to get my client exonerated is definitely overpromising and not something, if I were to talk to the press, I would say.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.